of the mind is an incredible force which can allow you to have supreme control over your body. And now, using the ancient art of Wang Qi, you can harness this force to make your own personalized pictures. Wang Qi allows you to paint and draw without using your hands. That's right, your pecker becomes the paintbrush as your body expresses itself from within. So if you want to indulge in some winky watercolor or some cock-a-doodling, phone for a free Artful Todger starter kit. The Artful Todger's Guide to Wang Qi. It's the dog's pollux.
Chris Moyles, better than tripe.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Chris Moyles, packed with meaty goodness.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Hello, caller.
Hi, love doctor.
Yeah, yeah, what's your problem?
The only way to get away is to use my famous penetration trick.
Line two, hello.
Hello.
That's you, caller.
Me?
Yes, you.
Hi.
Yeah, phone from Inverness, yeah.
As soon as he answered, when he realised where he was from, he made it was difficult to understand him.
He made it what, sorry?
Take off your shirt, squeeze your nipples.
Woolly Woofter.
Chris Moyles.
Howdy doody, morning everybody. It's Saturday, and guess what? A little novelty for all the regular Saturday morning listeners. I'm sober today. Hey! It won't last long though, because I brought a hip flask in with me, and hopefully I'll be trolled by 10:30. It's 7:50 I got up this morning.
Why?
Well, because last week I got up at 10:10. So I thought, you know, I'd be different this week. And yeah, I'm actually quite proud of myself, because I've had a bath, had a shave, tidied up a little bit. Well, a little bit. I went online, checked my emails.
You look fantastic, actually.
Well, thank you very much.
I like the way you wear your hair today.
Do you fancy me?
No.
Just a question, that's all. Because we've got quite a good show on today. So I thought I'd dress up for it. So I'm wearing, like, how do you describe this
top?
It's a
baseball top, isn't it?
Yeah. And my very, very world-famous combat trousers.
Ill-fitting combat trousers.
Slightly ill-fitting, yes. The only trousers in the world that I have that are too big for me. And believe you me, that's very difficult to find trousers too big for me. But here we are, and now I'm up, and I'm lively, and I'm awake, and I'm up for it, and I'm ready, and I'm raring to go, because it's my birthday on Tuesday, so the celebrations start now. And we're out on the Razz tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Going out for a couple of cheekies, and tomorrow, in the pub nice and early, because the footy's on.
11:30.
Leeds beat Man U tomorrow morning, and then a little spot of lunch.
And then Everton Aston Villa, 4:00.
Yeah, so Dave and I, tonight, trolleyed. Tomorrow morning, up early for the football. Mm. By the end of the Everton match tomorrow afternoon, trolling. Mm. So pretty much the weekend's
sorted, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
For drinking. Mm. And then Monday, have a nice lie-in, go to work, start drinking again. Tuesday's my birthday. Oh, and we've got a good show next week on the afternoon show as well. We've got JK from Jamiroquai on Monday.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, a special surprise cavalcade of guests.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself, actually. It's going to be magic.
Well, why did you say it's going to be magic, then? If you couldn't say it better yourself, why don't you just leave it there? Okay. And I'm up for it today. And even our producer, Richard, is looking kind of up and fit and smiley and, you know, raring to go. Goodyear was in a good mood this morning. Les, our phone operative, is in a good mood today.
Les Miserables.
Yeah. See what she's doing? Look at her, look. I would like fries with that.
Why's she got a McDonald's headset?
Because she's too damn lazy to hold the phone with her left hand. Ironically enough, she's in training to do the London Marathon, and now she's so goddamn lazy, she's got a headset to answer the phones with.
Would you like to maximise your meal?
Would you like to maximise your request into a dedication? So Les is on the phones, 08700 100 100. On the programme today, girls go to football, Dave's introductory service. By the way, I tried to phone him. He is in the country, but I couldn't get hold of him, so I'll try him later. Right? Okay, that's a note to my producer. Gargling as ever. And because it's 15 years of EastEnders, we've got an EastEnders Who's Who book, which is all about owls. Who's Who? Happy 15th birthday, EastEnders, on video. Top of the Pops 2000 Volume 1 on CD, the best dance album in the world ever, 2000 plus on CD, whatever the hell that is. And a computer game that lets you create your own world. You design the people, create their personalities, and control what they do. You even have to make sure they flush the toilet once they've been. Do you really? What, on this game?
Is that for people with no friends, so they can kind of make their own friends and their own exciting life?
It's called The Sims.
The what?
The Sims. I take it this is like, what's that really famous computer game, the way, Sim City? Is that right? I take it it's like that. From the creator of Sim City. Look at that, there's a surprise. And basically you create, you build a neighborhood, you buy stuff and furnish your home with furniture, and then you control the lives of these people, their relationships and their careers.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So it's a game for you if you have absolutely no life whatsoever and you want to pretend that you have one with these 2D generated characters. So if you're a sad, nerdy computer loser, then this is the game for you. Hey! Dean Gaffney, who plays Robbie in EastEnders, and Natalie Cassidy, who plays Sonia, will be here.
Later. Special guests.
Our special, special guests. And also Francine Lewis, our top female impressionist friend. Whoa. She'll be in later. And I think John Culshaw's going to be in as well.
Yeah, he said he would.
All the fun of the fair. Our Full Dodger next.
Radio 1, building Britain's new music. Jamelia. Artful Dodger.
Radio 1.
Colour Girl. Chicane. Radio 1, building Britain's new music.
Right, you know Radio 1 presenting this Basement Jack's private party on Sunday the 27th of February. Do you have a chance of being there?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, well, all you got to do is call 08700 100 100 and answer a question about Basement Jack's when you hear the Jack's
facts.
Do you like that?
Jack's facts.
So when you hear the Jack's
facts,
then you phone 08700 100 100. And I'm not going to give any clues away, but we'll do it next.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1.
Thank you. Interselector. Alright. You're out of order.
Why?
Because he's a nice guy.
I've seen him interviewed.
Artful Dodger on Radio 1 and Rewind. We're just discussing the merits of the EastEnders actors, the people who play the characters. Later on today, we've got Dean Gaffney and Natalie Cassidy, who are Robbie and Sonia. But actually, as our producer has put on this piece of paper, Dean Gaffney and Natalie Cassidy, Sonia and Robbie. So Dean Gaffney obviously plays Sonia, and Natalie Cassidy plays Robbie. Is that right?
Nice iron, call me Ginger.
I say Adam Woodyatt, who plays Ian Beale, I say he's a nice guy. Never met him, but I reckon he'd be a nice guy in real life. And you say he's exactly the same as his character and a bit of a geek.
Well, no, I'm sorry, interviewed on this EastEnders Get Fit or Get Fat sort of thing, whatever.
I thought
it was.
He was all right on that.
I thought he was exactly like Ian Beale.
Well, he looks like him and sounds like
well,
him.
Well, obviously, you know, he's an actor, isn't he?
Yeah. So they look the same.
Like, but he was acting the same.
Do you think? Because they say Todd, what's his name?
Carty.
Rundgren, who plays Mark, they say he's a bit quiet and a bit kind of... That's what they say? It sounds like... I woke up this morning... Is that just me?
Yeah.
Just me again. I should do this show when I'm drunk, really, shouldn't I? It's a lot funnier. Anyway, so Sonia and Robbie will be in later. You know who they are, don't you?
They're both characters in EastEnders.
Yeah, Robbie's the one with the funny face and
he's the one that runs the calf now.
Yeah.
Or works in the calf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's got a dog called Wellard.
That's right. Is Wellard still around? No, he's not. Is he gone? Ooh, under the glue factory. And Sonia is
the one who...
What?
You don't make glue.
You got a job. And Sonia, you know Sonia is, don't you? Sonia is...
Sonia is Sonia.
Yeah,
Sonia is...
The girl from Liverpool who sings records.
No, the other one.
Who's that?
Sonia is Bianca's sister.
That's right.
Is she not?
And Robbie's sister, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Robbie and Sonia are brother and sister.
So hence they have the same sister in Sonia.
And Sonia was kind of like...
She plays a trumpet as well.
Yeah, she's kind of like an annoying Lisa Simpson because she was always playing that stupid instrument, right? And that's all she used to do. Remember like Tracy Barlow used to go upstairs and play her tapes?
Yeah.
Well, Sonia used to go and practice... What? Does she still play? I don't know. Find out later. Hey, I tell you what, Dave.
What? Jack's
Facts. Right, so Radio 1 have got this Basement Jack's private party going on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Sunday, 27th of February. If you want to be there, all you got to do is call 08700 100 100 and answer the following question. Ready?
Yeah.
Right. Where did Basement Jack's film the video for Rendezvous? Is it A, Italy? B, Finland? C, Spain? Or D, Dave's Kitchen? 08700 100 100 and I'll give you a clue. One of those answers is definitely wrong. Well, there's only one question, one answer definitely right, but you know what I mean. Where did Basement Jack film the video for Rendezvous? Do you know?
No.
A, Italy, B, Finland, or C, Spain? Lines are open now. It says for 20 minutes.
Oh, really? So it says for 20 minutes? Some people have got 20 minutes to answer that question.
Easy.
Well, hang on a second. So, surely if you phoned up, right, you've got a 1 in 3 chance of getting it right anyway, because it's Italy, Finland or Spain. What do you need 20 minutes for? Because if you phone up and you go, is it whatever, and they go, no, then you phone up again. Oh, yeah. It's great, isn't it? Am I keeping you up?
Sorry, I was just yawning.
08700 100 100. If you get the question right, you can be one of 3 winners who'll get a pair of tickets to this exclusive gig. If you don't win, though, don't worry, because Jules tonight will be giving away more tickets in his show. So, where did Basement Jacks film a video for Rendezvous? A, Italy. B, Finland. C, Spain. 08700 100 100. Call now. Jack.
Radio 1. In my last years with him, there were bruises on my...
Great record.
I don't disagree, but I still think she sounds like she's training for a poo. I'm sorry, somebody has to say it, but she does.
In my last year.
Doesn't she though? Am I the only one?
Yeah, you're the only one. Okay.
Macy Gray and Still.
Like Orange.
Still straining for a poo. Right, 08700 100 100. Still got about 15 minutes left to answer. Where did Basement Jack's from the video for Rendezvous? Italy, Finland or Spain? Call now. Cardigans coming up. Radio 1. Together with Donnell Jones, Left Eye and You Know What's Up. All after news with Matt. It's 10:30.
New evidence on why the Solway Harvester sank.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
The trawler of the Solway Harvester may have been hit before it sank last month, killing its 7 crew. Marine accident investigators say the wreck had been severely damaged before it went down off the Isle of Man. Sinn Féin's leaders are meeting to see where they go next in the peace process. It comes more than a week after the Northern Ireland government was suspended. Here's the BBC's Andy Tye.
Late last night on television, Gerry Adams was on one of the talk shows. He was talking about how all the parties bore a part of the blame for what's gone wrong. So maybe that's an indication that things are moving in a positive direction.
A mother and her 12-year-old daughter are among 5 people seriously hurt after a car crash last night. The 2 cars hit each other head-on near Newport on the Isle of Wight. America has banned the so-called date rape drug. A new law will put the drug, called GHB, in the same category as heroin and cocaine. And it may pile on the pounds, but new research says chocolate could be good for your heart. Scientists in California and Brazil reckon a quick choc fix helps stop heart disease. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we're back at 11:30.
Does it really?
It does, yes.
It's amazing the things you learn from
Absolutely. Newsbeat. Stunning.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you an EastEnders fan, Matt?
I'm more of a Brookie person myself, but I do watch it, yeah.
All right, for the sake of today, can you just lie?
Yeah, I'm a huge EastEnders fan every night.
Yeah. Who are your favourite characters? Please say Sonia and Robbie.
Well, mine would be Robbie and, at a stretch, Sonia as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's such a coincidence you say this.
Really?
Because they're going to be on the show
You're
later on today.
Laugh.
No!
Never!
No, really, yeah, we couldn't get Barbara Windsor.
I'm coming.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm mildly excited myself, but I won't get that far.
Chris Moyles in the afternoon.
In the morning on Radio 1.
It's be loud, loud, loud. The audience should feel their balls tremble. Their ears should bleed.
And what are you actually going to be doing?
I'm going to be with Chris Moyles, I think. And he says that all Emmas are evil.
It's Emma now.
Listen,
sorry about that.
Are we going to see front page revelations of you tomorrow snogging Chris Moyles?
No!
Keep it in your pants, you punk. You can't have it. She's mine.
He's not scared of fairies. Chris Moyles.
Howdy doody, boys and girls. Howdy, Buffalo Bob. And to all you kids at home listening to the programme, howdy doody to you too.
Rah.
I'm Chris Moyles. This is Comedy Dave.
Howdy.
Oh, look, Les has let her hair down. Hey, look at that.
Les. It's like she just stepped out of a salon.
Yeah. No, a saloon.
Saloon bar. Like the snug.
Les is on the phones, by the way. And I've got left to do the Basement Jacks thing. Five more minutes?
Yeah.
Three more minutes?
Six.
No, let's give them five. The question, by the way, if you want to go to see this Basement Jacks exclusive party, question is, where did Basement Jacks film the video for Rendezvous?
Rendezvous.
That's what I said. Is it A, Italy, B, Finland, or C, Spain? I don't know the answer, but I'd hazard a guess that it was that one there.
Which one? Let's have a look.
Spain.
I'd go for that as well, yeah.
That's what I'd say. Right, okay. And Dean Gaffney and Natalie Cassidy will be in later. They play Robbie and Sonia in EastEnders. They don't play them each. No, well, each plays them. They don't play them together. Well, you know what I mean.
Each one has one character,
yeah.
Don't they?
Dean Gaffney plays Sonia and Natalie plays Robbie.
Yeah.
Of course. And because it's 15 years of EastEnders, we're going to play this this great, fantastic record. Have you heard this EastEnders? This Peggy and Pat thing?
No.
Pat and Peg, it's called. Who's done it? What's the name of the guy who's done it? Have I got it written down? All right, okay. Created by Ozzy Miso.
Ozzy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Did it as part of a special mix Freddie Nightingale show on Radio 1. And he's been playing their stuff for years. But when she played this, she got loads of phone calls. No plans for a UK release, but may be issued as a limited 12-inch at some point. I think this could be a big hit.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, it's very, very funny.
Is it?
Have you not heard? Really,
no,
not heard
I've
it?
I've really not heard it.
Claire, who produces Annie Nightingale, played it to me a couple of weeks ago. It's really funny. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. This is called Pat and Peg.
No one wants you, Pat. Frank left you. Your boys left you. And now Roy's left you. You think Frank wants you? Mutton dressed as lamb.
Temper, temper, temper.
Gets better.
Anyway, you're nothing to write home about. No wonder Roy can't
do it.
How dare you! Oh, flaming will kill you!
Careful.
You get off of me! You take back what you said! You bitch! You cow! You bitch! You cow! You bitch! You cow! You bitch! You cow!
Yeah.
You bitch! You cow! You bitch! You cow! You bitch!
You head yourself, Dave.
You cow! You bitch! You bitch! You cow! You bitch! You cow!
Do you like that?
Booyakish,
yeah.
You cow!
Well, I think it's good.
You bitch! You cow! You bitch!
It's a nice one for the kids, isn't it, on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, I think so.
You bitch!
And by the way, don't speak to your parents like this. Unless you are cockneys, of course.
You bitch! You bitch!
Does it just carry on like this for another 3 minutes?
Basically, yeah. Well,
bitch.
Yeah, there's a bit of variation in there, but that's roughly how it goes.
I think it's phenomenal.
I think so, yeah.
It's just amazing that they're not actually releasing it as a single, isn't it? I'm surprised.
We're looking for Roy.
You started it.
Play something you'd make.
I really like it.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it's great. It needs a guitar solo from Slash on it though.
And a rap.
Whoa, hold the phone here a minute. There you go again, jumping to conclusions.
You bitch,
money isn't everything. Money isn't everything.
Oh, come on, it's good.
Money isn't everything.
Hey, at least give me that.
Money isn't everything.
No, I get...
Money isn't everything.
Boy.
Should I say yes?
Don't start that laugh again.
Now! Anyway, Pump Pig by Ozzy Musso and, thank you, Randy, for that, by the way. Right, cool, okay, good.
At least...
But what do we do now? We don't do anything this half hour, do we? We're just kind of fanning around for a bit, don't we? Mm. Okay, good, okay. Alice DJ coming up. Dum Dums. By the way, Dum Dums, right? You know that track, Dum Dums, everything? You've heard that, haven't you?
I have heard that, yeah.
Very quickly, let me just... For those who haven't heard it yet, they're kind of like... they're British, aren't they? Dum Dums. Kind of like a... it sounds very... I was going to say similar, but I'm going to change my mind. Similar to Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, I think. Remember that song?
Great record, yeah.
So anyway, this is the Dum Dums, which we'll play before 11 o'clock.
Oh, I love this, yeah. I do know it now.
Yeah? Mm. Right. In case you haven't heard it, so we need to listen to about 20 seconds. Listen to the guitars, listen to the rock, listen to the force, and then listen to the screamy vocals.
So what if I don't want to be like you? A slave, looking to the bone for a check on a Friday. Convinced to join the family business like my dad.
They were on Live and Kicking this morning.
Trust me.
I just didn't think it was a very live and kicking song, that's all.
Kids love it.
Well, look like they did. Right, this is Orbital and Beached from the film The Beach. It's good, this.
Radio 1.
Orbital at Radio 1 called Beached, featuring the voice of Leonardo DiCaprio, taken from the film The Beach. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, imagine snugging him, eh? Ooh.
No, thanks.
Eh? Right, 08700 100 100 for your girl going to football match today, and you'd like to phone for our top football feature, which we call...
Footy Totty.
No, we call it...
Dames going to games.
No.
At the match.
No.
Girls going to football.
You didn't do... At the pitch.
I know, I find that one a bit offensive, actually.
Do you really?
Mm.
What, are you, at the match you'll do...
Well, that's different.
You like the word which rhymes with mats, but you find offensive more the word that rhymes with pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, pitch is meant to be...
Is it?
Well, I always thought it was. It was... It's not...
Oh, I thought it was.
No, no, well, I don't
know. Oh, in that case, then, at the pitch, that's quite funny.
Yeah, but... Because, oh, well, yeah, well, I was, yeah, I suppose...
I always thought it was the other one.
No, I always thought it was the T rather than the B.
Right.
Yeah. So it would be... On the... pitch.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? But not...
Well, they're not, though, are they? They're in the stands. Do you know what I mean? I mean, technically, I hate to be,
all right,
you know,
okay,
pedantic.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Okay. Oh, well, let's not do
unless,
that
of course, it's female football, when it could be like that.
I like what you're saying, because you're making a stand against sexism.
I think,
you
know, so.
And the birds will really respect you for that as well.
The chicks dig it.
08700 100 100 if you'd like to play Girls Going to Football. You need to be a proper fan.
But not a man.
Jack's facts. This is...
Right, okay, so where did Basement Jacks film a video for Rendezvous? A, Italy, B, Finland, or C, Spain? David?
Don't know.
Have a guess.
Spain.
Is the right answer!
Wow.
And going to the private party on Sunday, 27th of February, will be Pete McInnes in Alton in Hampshire, Ollie Bennett, Newport Pagnell, and Rebecca Lennon. Herm Bate and Kent, you're all going to see Basement Jacks in a couple of weeks. In fact, no, it's not in a couple of weeks, is it?
It's a week tomorrow. Sunday the 27th.
Of February?
Yeah.
No. If you don't win, Just Yours has got more tickets to give away tonight in his show for you to go see Basement Jacks exclusively with Radio 1.
Jacks.
Facts.
Radio 1. Live.
Radio 1 presents Basement Jacks Live.
Sunday, February 27th, 8 p.m. Direct from a secret location. Exclusively live on Radio 1. And you could be there.
Basement Jacks, live.
To win the hottest tickets in town, keep listening all day today. When you hear the Jacks Facts, call 08700 100 100.
This is...
Get ready for Basement Jacks, live.
Basement Jacks, live. You could be there. Basement Jacks, live.
Alice DJ, Back in My Life on Radio 1. Right, so we're EastEnders special, 15 years of EastEnders. Right.
What day is the actual anniversary?
Richard?
Is it today?
Is it today? Is it really?
Blimey.
That's a coincidence, isn't it?
It started, it didn't start on a Saturday, did it?
It would have been the 19th of February, you moron.
Right. So it wasn't a Saturday. It could have been a Saturday, I suppose.
Yeah, but I doubt it very much. And, you know the EastEnders, people who make EastEnders are so precious. You know that, don't you?
Mm.
You're not allowed anywhere on the set, near the set or anything. So if you ever get on the EastEnders set around Albert Square or anything, it's a big, big privilege. Or, in my case, you've broken in. So, they don't like it at all. When I went down to Elstree Street, when I first got to Radio 1, I went down to have a look at some of the pops. Because you would, if you can do it, if you're allowed to do it, you go down and have a look. And we managed to get onto the set of EastEnders. And we were walking around, like, the Queen Vic and stuff.
I'd love to do that, actually.
To be a man. And it was great fun. And then about a month or so later, I went down to Elstree Street again. And I managed to get into Albert Square. And all I did was stand at the side, right, well away from the square itself, just kind of near Deals on Wheels, you know, near the car lot. And I stood just back from there, and they were filming right over the other side, down the little, alleyway thing, right? Okay. So there's no way that we could have been in the shot or anyway upsetting this thing. So we stand there for about no more than 3 or 4 minutes and go, wow, look, Albert Square, great. And then we decided to walk off. And this bloke pulls up in a car. Oi, what are you doing? Yeah, can't you see the big sign? And there's a huge sign on this gate which says, you know, nobody pass here, you know, allowed past here without an appropriate pass.
Mm.
And he went, can't you see? Are you blind? And I went, no, but there's no one here to show a pass to. So I thought, you can't be that secure then, can you? So I just wandered in. Besides, I'm not doing any harm. I work at the BBC. It's not like, oi, you shouldn't be in here. Blah, 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 blah. Well, shut your mouth. It was too late now. I've already seen it. What are you going to do? Take the memory out of my head?
How exactly did you sneak past?
There was a huge gate, right?
The size
of a house, okay? And it was wide open. And there was nobody around. It was 8:30 at night. And we walked in. It was that simple. We're already, you know.
So you're outside the big Elstree.
Yeah, already in Elstree itself.
Yeah, but okay. What I mean is, you then have to go out of the building block, and you're, what, outside, and there's like a big kind of...
It's basically, right, if you go into Elstree, right,
yeah.
Elstree is a BBC-owned lot,
yeah.
Like a film.
Yeah.
And they film Top of the Pops there, and they film loads of other bits and bobs there. They film Grange Hill there. And where the car park is the entrance to Grange Hill.
Right.
Right. And the little kind of alleyway that all the kids go from school in. Right. If you're looking at where Grange Hill is, let's go to your right, all the way up there.
That's all EastEnders.
East Albert Square's right at the top. Now, I didn't know this. I'm just wandering around. See this big gate? No entry, no entry, don't come in. So obviously I'll go in there. But it's wide open, there's no one around, so I thought, well, I'll just have a look. That's all we did. That was it. Until Mr. Flipping Bossman comes up, oi, what are you doing? You shouldn't be in here, and I can lose my job. Good, I hope you do, you miserable git. Anyway, but it's good fun. But I'll talk to him about that later.
I want to go.
All right, okay.
Can you sneak me in?
Yeah, but I'll probably just ruin it now that I've told it on the radio. They'll be looking out for me.
They can't miss you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going disguised as a thin person. They'll never see me then. Radio 1. So what if I don't want to be like you? A
slave. Hey, you so much right now!
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Chris Moyles. Bigger, better, and soft on your skin.
Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
brand new record from a brand new band, Brand Van 3000. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more of that record in the weeks to come on Radio 1.
I think that'll be a big hit.
Yeah, I think so too.
This program is just a heterogeneous array of things.
Huh? This giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures.
Stop looking at me like that.
Let me get this right. Your mum is currently seeing somebody younger than your boyfriend.
Yes.
He's a hypocrite, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it true that this season Everton are wearing their shirts back to front, so it looks like they're attacking?
Shut up.
Go on, get out.
Approximately the same weight as a Ford Escort, Chris Moyles.
Right, EastEnders 15 years old today. So Robbie and Sonny are going to be on the programme later. What time are they in? About 12-ish, something like that. And I've met both of them before. I met Dean Gaffney because I'm quite pally with Joe Absalom, who plays Matthew Rose, or did play Matthew Rose. And we met, the reason we met was Joe and I met at this thing for Live and Kicking. They were filming this, people coming in going, oh, right, Live and Kicking is really great. So they could Joe and I met, we went out on the Raz all day. I was in my, that was in my professional drinking days. And I met Dean Gaffney for like 2 minutes beforehand. He seems like a nice guy.
Good.
Yeah. So we'll talk to him later. And I met
Natalie.
Yeah, who plays Sonia at Children in Need. And that's the same. That's the same. The same night, I almost met. I also met Janine. Who? And you know, I know this sounds stupid, but I hate Janine, right? Because she's a miserable, moaning, sour puss old cow, right? And you forget that these are just normal people acting. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but when I met her, I'm really surprised because she's really, really nice, right? And you forget that they're acting. Because I thought she'd be a right miserable old cow, basically. And I mean cow in the Cockney East End term.
Cow.
And she's not, she's really nice. And I thought that Natalie would have a cold like Sonia.
And a trumpet.
Yeah, Sonia permanently has this cold in EastEnders. It's all cold air.
I think she's funny, though. I like Sonia.
Well, you like her. She's a good laugh.
Good. Is she bringing a trumpet in? Because apparently she plays that in real life as well.
How do you know that?
Well, I just do.
How do you know that?
I just do.
How do you know that?
It's written here in the paper. We've got all these facts about them. It's kind of research, which we don't do, but Richard does on our behalf.
There's a big party tonight to celebrate 15 years of the show, of the soap. Oh, what if... Hey,
we've not been invited to that, have we?
Yeah, well, strangely enough, because we've never been in EastEnders, you moron. Why would they invite us to that?
Because we're top show celebrities.
Because we watch it?
Yeah.
Idiot.
We promote it, we talk about it.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe we can... we'll find out where the party is. We'll just gatecrash it.
All right.
Because we're out on the rest tonight to celebrate my birthday. And I've only just found out that Richard, who's our producer, right, even though I've known him for 2.5 years, it was his birthday Thursday.
And you never told us.
Never said, did you? Well, did you go out Thursday night? Did you get drunk? No. It's not like you, then. Well, with all the bars shut, you don't have enough money on you. Are we getting drunk tonight? Yeah, probably. Will you stop yawning?
Sorry.
Alright, okay. Okay, so Francine Lewis is in. She was on our Friday show the other week, and she's going to be in. She's going to be helping us out with some EastEnders bits and bobs.
Because we're not very good at impressions, are we?
No, we're not.
Especially
very good.
Not of girl characters.
Do your impression of Doc Cotton. Go on.
Ooh, I say.
Yeah, so that's why we got Francine in. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not even that good, am I?
Go on, you have a go.
Well, we'll name a character.
Wellard.
No, name seriously, name a character. I'll try my best to do an impression.
Pat.
Right.
You care.
So there you go. So we've got Francine in, she's a lot better than us, and we'll talk to her in a bit, but we'll do Girls Going to Football
next.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember.
Do you like that yet? Be honest.
Not overly, no.
Lie, obviously.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Madonna and American Pie on Radio 1. Right, should we do our top football feature then?
Yeah.
Introduce it.
Here's girls going... Can I have some echo, please? Because it makes it more dramatic.
Okay.
And now... Too much, a bit less than that. And now...
Is that all right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Right. Shut your face. I'm trying to do the announcement.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're in a church. It's a bit too much.
And now it's time to play Girls Going to Football.
Aha, line one, hello.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you this morning?
Well, very good. Who are you?
My name's Emma.
Emma?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Emma?
I'm from Norwich.
Norwich?
Norwich.
Very nice.
Well, yeah.
No, obviously not.
Really?
And which game, who do you support, rather?
I'm a Norwich City fan.
Norwich City, so you're going to see Norwich City versus...
Versus the lovely Grimsby.
Grimsby! Lovely.
Yes.
And a big fan?
I am.
Season ticket holder?
Not a season ticket holder, no.
Okay, all right. Who's your favourite player?
Ewan.
Oh, Ewan. Oh, McGregor. Brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor is such a good player.
Very good, yeah.
I know my football, Dave. I really do.
You don't know anything.
Probably could do with him in the team, yeah.
Eh?
Probably could do with him in the team.
Well, I'm sure you'd certainly go. You'd be a citizen to get older then, wouldn't you, love?
I probably would, yeah.
I thought you might be. And who are you going to the game with?
The whole crowd of us going, actually. I'm going with my boyfriend, Neil.
Ah.
My dad, because you have to go to football with your dad.
Apparently so.
My sister and her boyfriend.
All right, good. Very nice. Like a little couple's trip out.
It'd be lovely.
Oh, a posse.
My dad's a chaperone.
Well, is it really? My dad's a postman. What do you think the score will be?
I think it'll be 1-0 up until about 10 minutes from the end, whereupon Norwich will let in one or maybe two goals, as is their habit of late.
All right, fair enough. That's nice. I like the confidence you have in your team. Let's go to Mystic Dave for his football prediction.
Norwich City 2. Grimsby Town 0.
Hey! Blimey, okay, so Dave's got more faith in your team than you have.
Ewan McGregor's not playing.
Yeah.
We're only kidding with the Ewan McGregor gag, by the way. Didn't really think it was him.
And the score.
Okay, yeah.
All right, have a nice time.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Line 2, hello.
Hello!
Hello!
Hiya.
Who are you?
Amy.
Hello, Amy, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, good. That chant lasted long in the background?
I know, I told them to shut up.
The world's worst cheerleaders. How old are you, Amy?
13.
13?
Yeah.
You're only a baby. What game are you going to?
Hi,
you.
Preston North End against Bury.
Do you live in Preston?
Yeah.
I take it you support Preston North End, then?
Yeah.
All right, good. Are you a big fan?
Yeah, we've got season tickets, all four of us.
There you go. Look at that. And who are you going to go to the game with?
My cousins, my uncle, my auntie, my uncle, and my granddad.
Your cousin, your auntie, your uncle, your auntie, and your uncle?
And my granddad.
And your granddad?
And my sister.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Nice, Dave, very
good. Do you like that?
No, not really. Who's your favourite player, Amy?
Michael Jackson.
Oh! Jacko!
Ow!
Oh! Jumbo! Jumbo! Oh! He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, do you fancy him?
No.
No, fair enough. Neither do I, though. Good player, but, oh, God, you know, looks like he's been chasing parked cars. What do you think the score will be, Amy?
2-0 to Preston.
2-0 to Preston. Let's find out for Mystic Dave.
Preston North End 1. Bury 1.
Oh no! It's a score draw!
I
don't know.
No, I reckon we're gonna win still.
Yeah, you're wrong though, obviously, because Dave is always right.
Alright.
Okay, but have a nice time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye! Finally, line 3, hello! I don't think we can hear line 3 there, no. They're not loud enough. Hello, love.
Hello, are you alright?
Yeah, I am grand, how are you?
I'm alright, me, I'm grand.
What's your name?
Mandy.
Mandy, of course it is. And where are you from, Mandy?
I'm from Sheffield, but living in West Brom.
But Sheffield are playing West Brom today.
Yes, that's
so who do you support, Sheffield or West Brom?
Sheffield United, of course.
Sheffield United, of course.
Yes, of course.
Why are you living in West Brom?
Because I went on holiday and met this bloke and, like, got a bit serious. So
where did you go on holiday to meet this bloke?
Malia. I went with a load of West Brom lads.
Go, go, go!
Good nice. Lord.
Yeah, so that would it, yeah.
You know, by the sound of those West Brom people, Sheffield now seems quite paradise-like.
It is, actually. Yeah. That's why we keep going up there, you see, just keep me saying,
up there, you see, up there. Dave was saying, Comedy Dave was just saying, where's this girl from? Sheffield and lives in West Brom. Your accent is going to be cracking in a few years' time.
All right there, mate, how are you going on, like?
I picked a few bits up, but not a lot, but I don't think I get rid of
Don't pick up any more.
Yeah, I'm sure you picked up a few in your time, love. Anyway, so listen, who are you going to go to the game with?
I'm going with my bloke, Looney, Teddy, Daz and Scott.
Your bloke's called what?
Looney.
Well, his name's Steve Lunn.
Oh, Lunny.
Lunny.
Oh, Lunny. Yeah, as in Lunny and Polly. Yeah. You know, the two of them own that travel firm.
Yeah,
Lunny and Polly. Yeah, nice one. And who's your favourite player, Mandy?
I've got a couple, Devlin and...
I'm sure you have, love, but keep them quiet. Go on, who, sorry?
I think Devlin today, man, yeah.
Oh, Devlin. Devlin. Oh, yeah, Javelin Devlin.
Poor Devlin.
Oh, yeah. Poor Devlin.
Played today.
Hey.
Did
you know, I have no idea what you're talking about, love, but I'll agree with you because you sound hard.
All right. Nice.
What do you think the score will be then?
Oh, at least 3-1
to Blades.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's find out from Mystic Dave. Here we go. Yeah. All that. Yeah.
Sheffield United 3.
Shh.
West Bromwich Albion. 0. 3-0 to Blades.
3-0 to Blades, love.
Blades,
hey,
yeah.
Nice one. Yeah. All right, well, have a nice time at the game, love it.
All right, we will do. Thanks a lot.
And goodbye, West Brom boys.
Bye!
When I grow up, I want to play for the baddies. My mate bought a T-shirt for his little boy that said that. His little boy was about 1 year old going down the T-shirt saying, when I grow up, I want to play for the baddies.
Is that Jamesy?
No, Mike Collis.
All right.
There you go. All right, thank you very much. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll play at the same time next week.
You as a listener.
It is. I'm the massive anonymous jumping crew.
Hey! Good morning, you're listening to Radio 1, Sir HB here with The Breakfast Club.
Dream Team style. We are the new and improved, biological concentrated, all in one, fighting for your money, sound of Dream Team.
Sarah HB and the Dream Team. The new sound of Sunday mornings on
Radio
1. Do you mind quiet, Richard?
Shut your face.
And now Basement Jacks. So it goes, that. Basement Jacksons, make your own record. You don't need horns, as long as you've got lips. Do you know that?
What?
You don't need horns, as long as you've got lips.
Right.
Ready? See? Like that. See, now you just sound stupid. Basement Jacks, bingo, bango. More tickets to go see Basement Jacks tonight. Judge Jules will give them away. It's almost 11:30. We've got the news in a second, but Francine Lewis is coming to see us.
Hello,
our lovely
boys.
Friend. Our lovely, attractive, looks like an angel, sounds like Hilda Ogden.
Say hello, boys, again.
Freshness friend.
Isn't that sweet?
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Seriously, if you've never seen Francine before, don't be put off by the voice. She's very attractive. I know she sounds a bit...
And I'm really posh. Don't forget that, Chris.
You can
I'm
be posh.
Really posh, yeah.
I think you're more sexy
that
when
is...
you... Posh.
Do you think so? Is it so attractive?
Mm. Yeah.
Is this doing it for you, boys?
Because you sound... Because you sound mucky. Like,
jolly good.
You sound mucky. So, because we're celebrating 15 years of EastEnders today, which I may have mentioned once or twice on the
you
show.
You did, yeah. I heard you.
Francine is here, and in the next half hour, we will be challenging her to do lots of impressions of EastEnders-type people.
I should be
blimey
entertaining you.
Charlie Governor. Up the apples and pears. Call blimey strike a light or something.
And we'll also be playing Day's Introductory Service, which today has an EastEnders theme to it.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, good. So later, Francine.
Mm.
Hey.
Oh, get excited.
What am I doing? What, you want to plug Dave's introduction service? Right. Oh, 08700 100 100 for 20 minutes. I've got Dave's introduction service. You need an EastEnders knowledge of music and of EastEnders. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. 08700 100 100. This is the game where you've got to guess what the record is before Dave guesses what the record is. But there's an EastEnders feel to it today in that tacky kind of radio way because we've got people from EastEnders on. Got that?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Radio 1. still to come, Chicane and Brandy and Monica coming up. Here's Matt with news. It's 11:30.
Details emerge on why a trawler sank in the Irish Sea.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The Solway Harvester may have been involved in a collision before it sank off the Isle of Man last month.